This is Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ome Radio News at 11. I am Josephine Obodu. The Independent National Commission on Human Rights, INCHR, and partners are today commemorating International Human Rights Day. National programs are being held in Totmaburg, Bomi County, under the national theme, Advancing the Rights and Dignity of Children and Persons with Disabilities. Independent National Commission on Human Rights, INCHR, Acting Chairperson Bartholomew Coley stressed the need for increased awareness about human rights across Liberia. In a separate development, events to observe International Mountain Day are being held across the world today. The day was designated by the United Nations General Assembly in 2003 as encouraged the international community to organize events at all levels to highlight the importance of sustainable mountain development. Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, is the UN organization mandated to lead observance of the International Mountain Day. The day aims to raise awareness about the relevance of mountain forests and the role they play within a green economy, as well as in climate change adaptation measures. International Mountain Day is observed every year with a different theme relevant to sustainable mountain development. This year's theme is Mountains Under Pressure, Climate, Hunger, Migration. Meanwhile, International Mountain Day 2017 provides an occasion to highlight how climate, hunger, and migration are affecting highlands and to ensure that sustainable mountain development is integrated into the 2030 agenda and in the implementation of the Paris Agreement. 55 immigration officers are expected to undergo training in the handling and discharge of firearms. Speaking to Omo Radio, Liberia Immigration Service, LIS, Commissioner General Lamel Reeves said, 10 LIS officers have earlier completed the training and are currently part of the National Security Task Force. He said the training of the officers will boost the strength of the LIS, especially in border surveillance. Meanwhile, Councillor Reeves has also disclosed that over 60 Ghanaians and Ivorians are being interrogated at the headquarters of the Liberia Immigration Service for their illegal entry into Liberia. He said they were brought into the country by a lady known as Rebecca Toma, an owner of a local mining company. The immigration boss said the LIS has granted the group a 15-day grace period to stay in the country, after which they will be allowed to return to their home countries. The news is coming to you from Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he expects European countries to follow the U.S. in recognizing Jerusalem as his country's capital. He is in Brussels for talks, the first time an Israeli prime minister has visited the city in more than 20 years. But the EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says the bloc's stance on the matter is unchanged. Donald Trump's move has left the U.S. isolated on a highly sensitive issue between Israel and the Palestinians. Arriving in Brussels, Mr. Netanyahu again welcomed the announcement, saying Jerusalem had been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years and Mr. Trump had put facts squarely on the table. And two popular singers serving life sentences after being found guilty of raping primary school children have walked free from a Tanzania prison, having received a presidential pardon. Unguza Vicky, known as Babu Seyi, and his son Johnson Unguza, known by the stage name Papikocha, were among more than 1,000 prisoners freed by President John Magufuli on Saturday. The Rumba musicians had served 13 years after being convicted of raping 10 girls aged between 6 and 8 years who were all pupils at the same Dar es Salaam school. They were reportedly met by cheering fans and families after emerging from the prison. That's the Omo Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIL, you can log on to www.omil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/OMIL2003, or Twitter/OMIL News. I am Josephine Ogbodu.